Can you address dependent origination and causation? And I can, but I might not. It's a really big, a big topic. But I think one of the things that's important is, dependent origination is can become quite refined, quite detailed. But what's important is to recognize what's underpinning it is the causal process, or what the Buddha calls idda paccayata. Which is a very simple, when I can't remember exactly the exact idiom, but it's when this is, that is, when that arises, this comes to be. When this is not, that is not. When this ceases, that ceases. So that there's a rising and ceasing causal principle underlying dependent origination. And this is essential foundation of the Buddhist teachings, in that the Buddha doesn't posit a spiritual or religious teaching on some kind of creator God or intervention by the celestial beings. He's coming back and pointing to these natural principles of when this cause is there, this result takes place. And in particular, in the process of how we can be free of suffering. It can get overly detailed, or we get too caught up in the in the details of it, but it's helpful to keep stepping back and looking at it. It's like Ajahn Chah giving the example he said it's like falling out of a tree. As you're falling down, you can count the branches as you're going down if you want, but all you really need to know is it going to hurt when it hits the bottom? So that similarly, you know that there's these certain processes are happening, but you know where it's going. So that understanding that fundamental principle of arising of dukkha, cessation of dukkha, that's the most important piece.